What's up, besties, and welcome to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. I am Austin, joined by my bestie, Craig, who looks like he's sitting in Paige's closet, which we'll get into why he's up in New York. And we're, of course, joined by Mr. Nick Norris. Guys, we are balls deep in October, and I just felt the overwhelming urge to say that to both of you. It makes me happy.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that. Feels like, what's up, besties? Feels like it's September, and I'm sticking with September. And then I was like, wait, I still have time to order clothes for BravoCon and get them tailored because I have a month. But no, I don't.
That's true, man. We have like literally 2 weeks, two and a half weeks.
So many plans. I had look boards because I'm dating a freaking style person. And which was great in fashion. Like I had looks like
I'm dating a style person.
Yeah, I was going to order stuff from all of these places I had never heard of. And it wasn't even that complicated. And then just have them tailored in Charleston. And now I don't know what I'm going to do. It's kind of funny that the guys really do pull stuff together at the last minute.
Well, we certainly have the advantage, right? Like, I mean, I've bought so many jackets and shit, Craig, from over the years of doing, you know, the show. And I just don't want to go out and buy another, like, three jackets, spend, like, $5,000 or more on jackets and pants when I can just, you know, recycle them and kind of just, like, mix and match pants and jackets. Like, yeah. I just don't think, unless our besties out there, you know, because they're listening. And if you go to BravoCon and you come up to me and you're like, I remember that jacket from season whatever, you know, reunion, and then good on you. But honestly, I think that I might get like a couple new things, but I'm not going with a completely new wardrobe.
Yeah, we have it easier than the girls because we can just wear suits. I'm going to order some stuff. I mean, my family coming, Paige's family's coming, like we've got a whole team coming. Like there's like 7 or 8 people from Sewing Down South coming. Like it's just a big production and we're doing it for our besties and the fans of our show. I am excited. Like I saw Andy, you know, I did Watch What Happens and saw Andy. And a lot of, you know, the office is buzzing and busy because they've got 5 Watch What Happens to do, like 5 different shows out there. And they were all like, well, are you excited? And I was like, look, I love that type of stuff. And I really enjoy the energy of BravoCon. It's just going to be crazy. I mean, they're going to lose a lot. You know, they call people that are on the shows in front of the cameras talent. They're going to lose a lot of talent. Like Shep went missing in New York last year. Like, what do you think is going to happen in Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's going to be like herding cats. Speaking of Shep, that's funny. should I pick up the phone, Craig, and have him say something? What's up, dude? I'm podcasting with Craig right now. I'm holding you up to the microphone.
What's up?
Oh, what's going on? Nothing. I am bouncing around. Charleston was going to come by and have a beer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing this podcast. I'll be done here soon, man. But then I got to jet to green screens.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I will,
I'll be back 11 tonight.
I'm at my house and Craig said he's getting back tonight cause he's in New York right now.
Okie dokie. All right. Well,
how was lunch with Cam? Tonight. How was lunch with Cam, man? Tell us about Palmer. Tell us about Cam.
Yeah. So Palmer, man, we realized that I haven't seen Cam in person. Now we talk on the phone, as you know, every now and then, but I haven't seen her person since before COVID. It's crazy. We were like, Oh my God, that's crazy. So she's great. We fell right back into our old routine and she had lots of questions and about how everybody's doing. And, we laughed a lot and caught up and, you know, she's still looking around at different houses and stuff. And, she's selling some real estate.
She's coming back to the show anytime soon.
She's got her other, I mean, she's got,
Craig just said, is she coming back to the show anytime soon?
I didn't realize she had 3 million followers on Instagram. That's crazy. That's like,
I didn't realize that either. What?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Good for her.
Whoa.
If you have that many followers, you can sort of just, you know, make a living off promotions and partnerships.
And like, it's so funny, you know, because Cam used to make fun of all of us for doing things.
Paid
and
post.
Yeah, for post. Yeah, paid post.
She changed her tune quite quickly.
Oh, man. Well, that's good. I'm glad you saw her.
But we'll have to have both of you back.
Yeah.
Soon.
And then Palmer it's her teacher work conference day or something. So she was like, is it okay if I bring Palmer? I was like, hell yeah. So super cute little kid. And
how old is she now?
5 years old. She's five. And I was asking her, being a little shy, as little 5 year olds tend to be. But then I started talking about, you know, presents and her upcoming birthday, and she got a big smile on her face. So we went shopping after, across the street from 82 Queen, and I got her a little gift for her birthday.
Nice. Well, good, man. Yeah. I'm glad you guys got a chance to catch up. Did you ask her if she was ever going to come back to our show?
I don't think that's in the cards, man. She's super private. I think she said she was telling me about some offers she's had in the TV world that obviously I'm not going to go into, but she could kill it, dude. As you know, like, I don't need to tell you that.
People love her.
She just doesn't have that sort of she likes her life, and she likes her little world that she's created. So, I mean, it takes, like, good for her. You know, it's kind of like refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, that's great to hear that y'all had a great lunch and a nice catch up. And, you know, we love Cam. I'll hit you up when I'm done with this.
Yeah, I'll see you later. Hopefully see you.
Okay. Bye. All right.
She came to the first BravoCon. I have pictures with Cam and everything.
Oh,
just having her around.
True. Dude, are you sure that she has 3 million followers?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot, man. Cam, dude. I didn't. No. She has 1.3.
Classic Shep.
Classic Shep. He saw the 0.3. But I mean, I know that she's had like a million, you know, for ages. You mean, like, before she decided to exit the show, but still a million. Craig, I think your crew been up on a million. But anyways, that's awesome. Glad that he was able to just call. And yeah, man, Shep is in town, Craig. And what that means, right? Because he doesn't really live here anymore. He you know, rents out his house, as you know, but just telling our besties. And so he basically has been like a nomad, and he lives in the mountains with his folks, you know, when he has some downtime. And so he's here, and he's been here the past, you know, 2 or 3 nights. And boy, have I gotten offers to, I haven't been able to, but I've gotten offers like, hey man, come meet up for a beer and come do this. I'm like, oh boy, this is,
well, I
this
keep getting
what
texts
it was like
from,
when Shep was in town.
I keep getting texts from numbers that I never saved. And they're just pictures of people that, like, I kind of recognize with Shep being like, dude, we miss you. Like, where are you at? And I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah. You're like, huh? And he's like, no, come on, man. It's the bartender from you know, the dollar. You're like, oh,
I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, where? How is Shep? Well, no, I know the bartenders of the dollar. No, I'm like, how is Shep in 20 different places in one day? But I guess he's making his rounds. So if you're in Charleston, keep your eye out for Shep.
Keep your
Shep.
Eye out.
And I'm sure you'll have a good time with them. But yeah, it's almost Halloween. So what are you going to do for Halloween? Are you dressing up? You got parties? I'm trying to figure it out, but it's like the big parties that we've been invited to are on Halloween, and we leave for BravoCon the very next day. So
yeah,
I told Paige it's kind of up to her, but I mean, I'm kind of, it'd be neat to get,
I was
like,
gonna
some
ask
of these
you,
things.
To be honest.
What? The Halloween plans?
I don't have, like, I'm looking at my calendar right now, and I know that we had an opportunity, besties, to actually do a show on the 29th. Wait, or was it the 28th, which is the Saturday of Halloween weekend. And we decided not to, right? Because we just figured that, you know, everyone is running around and doing their plans because Halloween is on a Tuesday. So that means that weekend is just completely open, Craig. So I go to Watch What Happens Live next week. And then I'm free like on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday until we go to BravoCon, you know, as I'm very glad that I am. But what am I going to do, man? Like, should I just like hang out in New York longer? Like, should we go out and do something in New York? Like, what are you going to do?
I don't know. If I was to do anything, it'd be on the weekend. I think I'm going to take Monday and Tuesday and really just get packed and ready for Vegas.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
But I know that some of the bigger parties are on Tuesday the 31st, but, you know, you can't do it all. And, like, at the end of the day, I would, like, it'd be a lot of fun, but I wouldn't be able to party because we have to fly to Vegas on Wednesday. And if I'm there.
I'm not going until Thursday, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I gotta get in Thursday evening.
Well, we've got, like, a booth, so we've got to get set up and everything.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a booth?
Yeah, I have a booth, but, you know, it's not going to be like a 15 by 15 or, you know, whatever that you got, probably.
I think they're all the same size this year.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Actually, I know that for a fact. But I saw your business partner and her husband at Raw, which was nice.
She said that she was having a day. She was like, you know what, man, mama's day out. She was like, I ran into Craig. Apologize to him because I was a little loose, but I made up for it, man.
She was great.
I made up for it by buying him a shot. And I was like, well, Craig doesn't drink liquor, but she was like, oh, shit.
Well, the table appreciated it.
Yeah. Okay.
They got drank.
I was like, don't you worry about it, Lauren, man. Mama's allowed to have a day out. You know, it was Saturday.
We did Halls and then we did Raw the next day. It was great. Great little weekend. But yeah, so I don't know. Halloween, I enjoy it, but it's just a busy time right now. I hope I'm going to be able to. When is trick-or-treating? Is it Tuesday or Sunday?
It'll be Tuesday.
It'll be on Halloween.
It is like, it is the night of Halloween, and I don't think that. But like, you know, the big party or something is probably, I mean, there are going to be parties on Tuesday night, I have no doubt, but the parties are going to be on, you know, Saturday, right? I mean, on Friday, Saturday, it's like, it's
Halloween. Well, people are going to be dressed up all weekend. Yeah.
Right. So I, look.
I will be in Charleston and I'll go out with you in Charleston, probably.
Okay.
Unless we're in New York. Well, okay. Yeah, anyway, if you have an idea of what we should do if we stay in New York, send us a text if you have got a party for Saturday.
True, actually. Dude, Craig, man, what if you and I just like jumped around like to like a couple of our besties' Halloween parties in New York?
Yeah, that's what Andy does sometimes, and I always think it's so cool.
That'd be so fun if we were like, okay, we're going to the Upper East Side now. Okay, now we're going down to the West Village. Now we're going over to – that would be really fun because for someone who likes Halloween as much as I do, right, and I like it because it's supposed to be fall and it's supposed to be like crisp, you know, weather out there, and like I love it all. Like the 31 Nights of Halloween, we've talked about this before many a time. I love it so much. I love – the Hocus Pocus of all. I never have a good full Halloween costume. Like I kind of just throw together a bunch of things that like I have. I'm like, oh, I have this pair of goggles. I have this top hat. I have this jacket. I have some white face paint and I'm going to be, I don't know. So like I never actually do an outfit, which is kind of a bummer, but considering that I'm going to be in New York, Craig, for Watch What Happens. I mean, I literally could just stay, you know, Friday, Saturday, like we could go eat a Carriage House on Friday or something. And then we could like do some Halloween parties on Saturday. I don't know. Or if something pops up here in Charleston, I really want to figure something out. Cause I don't want to just like be twiddling my thumbs. That sounds sad.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break from a word from our sponsors and we'll be back when Austin figures out what he's doing for Halloween, or we'll be back before that. Okay.
Big holidays mean big family get-togethers. But you don't have to spend all that money on the Thanksgiving spread without getting something in return. With Ibotta, you can get your turkey and all your favorite sides for free. Starting November 1st for the fourth year in a row, Ibotta is giving 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast. Just add the offers in the app to redeem for everything you need to make your Thanksgiving feast complete. All you have to do is shop at your favorite retailers and upload your receipt. Holy, that is awesome, Craig. I am definitely using Ibotta this year.
Ibotta gives you cash back on hundreds of grocery items, from produce to personal care to pantry goods, so you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, you get real cash back that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. You can also earn cash back on hundreds of online brands and retailers, too, when you start with Ibotta, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more.
Download the Ibotta app now and use code PILLOWSANDBEER to get 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving dinner starting November 1st. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use code PILLOWSANDBEER. That's Ibotta, I-B-O-T-T-A, on the Google Play or App Store and use code PILLOWSANDBEER.
Welcome back to this episode of Pillows and Beer. What's up, besties? I am Craig Conover, joined by Austin Kroll, Nick Norris. We are going on tour for the second time ever. Pillowsandbeer.com. Check out our tour schedule. Buy some tickets. I think we're almost sold out in most of the locations, but there's still tickets available. And all things Pillows and Beer you can find on that website. Have you been doing a lot of Halloween movie and show watching, Austin?
Yes. And what I just crushed, because I got home on Sunday. So what? I've had a few nights. And since I've done that, the Goosebumps TV show series that's on Disney Plus is actually fire. It's really? It's a five-parter. And it's certainly in Goosebumps fashion. It's not going to like freak you out. It's like there's a few, you know, jump scares, but there's not really gore or anything like that. It's just like fun, but also it's definitely not like, you know, kiddie, right? It's like, it's definitely a little frightening. And I flew through it. And then last night I watched the new Haunted Mansion, which is also
a download. Download Goosebumps for my
any good, Austin?
Flight back. The Haunted Mansion's a little too creepy, spooky for me. The trailer seemed a little intense.
Well, okay, it's definitely creepier than the Eddie Murphy one, but the cast is awesome. It's definitely a little creepier, but not much. You know, once again, just like some jump scares, nothing crazy. And I loved it, man. I drank a Rebel Rabbit last night, and I was like hook, line, and sinker. You know, in, and I kind of did the same thing with, the Goosebumps show. And I kind of forget that, like, there have been a lot of really awesome, like, Halloween movies and such that have come out in the past, you know, 3 years. Like when I went on Netflix and typed in their Halloween section, I was impressed. I was like, oh yeah, shit. I forgot about this and that. And this, right, man, there's one called Fear Night, and one of them takes place in 1666, and then the next one is like 1964, and then another one is like 2020. It's just like there's a lot of good shit out there that I'm going to keep on crushing because I'm home this week, and it's awesome.
Nice. We watched Casper again. I like some of the old classics.
Craig, Casper is the greatest, in my opinion. Casper, I love it. It's right up my, like, you know, freeform.
Have you watched Sabrina, the new Sabrina on Netflix? There's like five seasons.
Yep.
Oh, you have? I just started the first one. Some of it's kind of hard to follow.
Well, the first season, second season, third season are all good. I might have fallen off on season four, which tends to happen because the show just has to get like more and more twisted and weird. And like at one point she becomes like, you know, Satan's fucking mistress. And you're like, what in the world is going on? Or maybe she becomes like Satan by herself. I don't remember.
Like goes from like a high school drama to a little more than that. It's cold up here. I mean, it's I wore a coat, you know, the last few days. I've been in a jacket. And Charleston, you know, we were laying out last week, but or 2 weeks ago. But now, I mean, is it cold in Charleston to stay, you think?
Okay, yesterday was so nice. Like, it was a crisp air. It felt real great. And today is hot, man. So I don't blame you for saying that it's like, you know, September. It just hasn't turned yet. And I don't know if it's going to. But every time that I lose hope for it turning, it does. Like, it'll eventually turn. Craig, I feel like there are a few things that I want to talk about that like are burning. These are burning pop culture things. Two of them in particular. One I sent to you and Shep, you know, recently, and it was like GQ and Esquire basically being like, Travis Kelce is nailing these date night fashion choices with Taylor Swift. And I was like, can you imagine if we wore that matching set that they keep on even photographing him in? Like, I guess it just changes. Like, if you're an all world tight end, and you can wear whatever the fuck that you want. But I swear, if I was photographed wearing that on a date night out, I would get ridiculed for sure.
You gotta have solid shoes too, and confidence. I guess he just had J's on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it does not hurt that he has the ultimate accessory in Taylor Swift to make him look, but still just GQ always just, you know, man, hype up people's outfits. I just, do you think that you would ever wear that, Craig? Like, I actually sat there and when I sent it, I was like, you know what? I could see Craig maybe wearing this because, you know, Paige would be like, yeah, Craig, it's cute and it's cool. It's in. And then you'd be like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, she did that to me with an outfit last year. We were going to watch football in New York and they were like a mixture between joggers and sweatpants and cargo pants. Like, they had like a million pockets on them and were like army green. And I felt so uncomfortable, like walking out of the house in something that I felt was so
not
like
you.
Yeah, just like, well, and like not like, it just felt not like something that you would wear around the house. And then I had like a bomber jacket on it. And like, I saw pictures of, you know, everyone I walked in is like, dude, you look so cool. And then I saw pictures and I was like, oh, I do look really cool. Like, you know, it's like what Bieber wears or something, but you're like, I would have never put this together on my own ever. And like, you kind of just have to have someone dress you like how, like, yeah, you would feel it's ridiculous. Like, there's no way that I would have ever put together like what he was wearing or what she dressed me in. And then when you get out though, people are like, oh, like you're kind of like a walking art piece. But yeah, I mean, I don't have that ability. Like, I know how to dress like clean and kind of dressed up.
Season 6 or 7, or I don't remember, maybe one of the reunions, I got dressed and they gave me like velvet sweatpants at Ferragamo. And I was like, I don't know. Like, so the velvet sweatpants looked like suit pants, but like, you wouldn't know unless you like got up close and touched them and felt them. I was like, I don't know about this, guys. Like, this is super weird. And they were like, trust us, it looks so good. Like, you look, you know, so good. And I got all sorts of compliments on it. But the whole time that I was wearing it, I felt so fucking self-conscious. And I was like, at any point, someone is just going to rip on me for these pants. But you know, no one did, because you couldn't really tell unless you got close. But the girls did we tell you? You looked so good. We loved the pants. Oh, my God. It's like, all right. Right.
Yeah, I saw one of your Watch What Happens outfits recently, and I was like, it was just parked on Google, and it looked cool. I mean, that's kind of like, I mean, we'll talk about it more when it's relevant, but, you know, I had something in New York, and I stepped out of my comfort zone and dressed, like, just cool. And, like, I was looking at the monitors as we were filming, and I was like, this is, like, how celebrities dress. Like, I know we've loved to feel good in like suits, but like if you're able to just layer a couple things, like I had suit pants on and then like, you know, like this coat and something, and I was just like, and Nikes, and I was like, oh, I feel cool. But I would just never put it together on my own.
I feel cool.
But I do have a new Broadway show that we have to go to next time you're up here, is the Back to the Future. I met Marty McFly, and they said it's a great show, and they're like, you know, you and Austin come whenever you're up here.
There's a Back to the Future Broadway show right now?
Yeah, I guess it's new. And
that's awesome. Let's definitely go. Craig.
Michael J. Fox went and, you know, loved it.
Let's do that on like Thursday or Friday night of next week, and then we do something in the city for Halloween weekend.
Yeah, and we'll go check out the restaurant.
I love that. Okay, this is coming together more than I... This we could be onto something here. Could be onto something here. Besties, if you have Halloween parties or plans or things like that at fun bars that you know of in the city for next weekend, let us know. Let us know, because I am feeling like we could pop around to a few bestie parties, and it would be Craig, I feel like it'd be me dragging you along, but like, you know, I mean, you'd be into it, but I'd be like, come on, man, let's go do it. We can pop in for 30 minutes and we can say, hey, and then we'll bounce on to the next one. I don't know. That sounds fun.
Nick,
to me.
Why? Yeah, I'm down for that. And if Nick comes up, he'd have to drive through New Jersey, which you're not allowed to pump your own gas. I don't know why he put Oregon on here. I didn't know that about Oregon, but yeah, you're not allowed to pump your own gas in Jersey. And did you not know that, Nick?
I didn't realize that was a thing. And I got people who live in New Jersey. Just, I've never driven through it, so
yeah, I was driving through the other day, and I like went to open my door, and this guy was right on me, and it scared the shit out of me because I thought I was getting fucking like rolled on. And he was like, "What's up, man?" And I was like, "Oh, that's right." I was like, "I'm in Jersey," and he's like, "You know, what do you want?" And you're like, "Oh, you know, like premium, fill it up, or whatever." And then you give them. And then I had to text my friends. I was like, "Are you supposed to tip? Like, what are you supposed to do?" So I gave the guy a $5. I could see it when it's cold. But I mean, I prefer to do things myself. But I know a lot of people from Jersey. Like my brother's fiance, I think it's her that was like they still are annoyed that they ever have to pump their own gas in other states.
What? So is it just so that's like a required job? Like, what is it, time? Why do they require it?
I think the employment aspect is probably important. But it was probably also a theft thing at one point. Like you couldn't just roll because, think about it before.
Drive off with gas.
Yeah, because before when you didn't have to prepay, you could just fill your car up and leave. So they probably made it illegal.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I heard that on game day and then was just, I got diving. Like I put in, there's just so many weird laws. I know obviously a lot can't be enforced these days because they're just bizarre, but.
I mean, we can do a section on bizarre laws coming up, but like you've got on there, you know, like you can't play pinball in South Carolina unless you're 18.
That's actually funny. Yeah, that's actually funny. That
we've got dancing laws.
We should get a list of weird laws in different states.
Like I'm pretty sure sodomy. Wait.
Oh well, yeah, obviously, but in New Mexico, I think there's like an IQ test pass.
I meant,
I'm pretty sure that sodomy is frowned upon in like 49 of the 52 states. Like. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm going to
I don't know where Craig was going with that one.
I'm going to regroup. I'm going to wait till next week to tell.
Yeah, I'll put together a more comprehensive list on weird laws out there.
But like you can't put your horse in a bathtub in like Tennessee.
It's a donkey, not a horse. You can put your horse, you can't put a donkey in the bathtub. I saw that one too.
Nick, we need to look up ridiculous laws because this is...
Yeah, if you have any in your states, besties, or your country, because we get a lot of overseas listeners, send us any weird laws from where you live, please. Because I'm, like, interested now.
But let's take a quick commercial break, guys, and we'll be right back with this episode of Pillows and Beer.
Dude, do we even talk about him and Will and Jada, or is that just like so ridiculous?
I don't care about them anymore.
That's, I know, man, but they keep on firing things at us. And
why? What was the new thing?
No, what's just been the memes, dude, that I've been sending, man, you and Nick are cracking me up. Like what about the one where even Jada is dressed up as Tupac and she's like, you know, man, new plot twist, I am Tupac. Like everything that this girl is coming out with is just to like embarrass Will more and more and more. She's like, yeah, the love of my life is, you know, Tupac. And when he called me his wife at you know, the Oscars, I was shocked because we hadn't, you know, been called each other that in like 5 years. It's just like, you know, and I was fucking my son's, you know, best friend. And it's like, he's just like, woman, stop it.
Wait, was there something about Tupac?
Yes, dude. She said that Tupac was the love of her life.
Well, yeah, she dated Tupac. Yeah.
Dude, why does this guy mess with her at all?
That's what I'm saying. That the like, and we've been saying that for,
you know, cuck. He's right. She's a narcissist and he's a pushover.
And he's like, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. And like, he slaps him for her in the weirdest live moment of all time, I think. And then she turns around and says, you know, she doesn't like address the slap. She addresses the fact that he referred to her as his wife. She's like, no, I'm not. You're like, oh my God. Oh my God. You are just a terrible person. I mean, I'm going to come out and say it. She sounds like a terrible human. Okay. What about something a little more light? What about something a little more light? Where Britney Spears came out and said that she was supposed to be Allie in The Notebook. Did you see that?
Allie's the main character, right?
Yeah, dude. Allie's
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams. And like, you couldn't interchange. Right?
She did. Yeah. Rachel McAdams was great.
Yeah, well, you can't take like a classic, a beloved classic like that and even begin for 1 second to think that you could interchange any cast member. Like, I mean, it's always fun to hear like, oh yeah, did you hear that Tom Cruise was originally going to be cast as Nicolas Cage in National Treasure? I don't know why that came up, but
I haven't watched the new Mission Impossible. That's out. All these movies start pouring out because like the strikes are starting to end, which I'm all about. There was three movies that Paige was like, yeah, you're going to watch that on your own. And I was like, that's fine with me. I'll download
she it. She won't watch Mission Impossible with you?
She will, but like,
Mission Impossible was out though, man. Mission Impossible was out.
Well, no, it's out. You can
like Oppenheimer or Oppenheimer. And
you can get it on like
Star. No. No, yeah, well, yeah, now, no, I'm not talking about theaters. I'm saying now I can watch it at home. Like, oh, Equalizer 3 is going to be great. Expendables 4 is out. The what, Equalizer 3?
What about the new Leo movie, The Flower Moon? The
That's in theaters first, and then it's...
Yeah, you can't watch that yet. That looks awesome. And then the Gran Turismo. Oh, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones is rad. I watched it. It is all the freewheeling spirit of the old indies. I loved it.
Yeah, everybody was like giving it shit. I'm like, is it like Indiana Jones? And they're like, yeah. And I go, well, what are you bitching about? It doesn't need to win an Oscar.
Yeah, dude. What's there to give shit about? Dude, once again, he's battling freaking Nazis. I mean, who hates Nazis more than Indiana Jones? I mean, all of his movies are premised, well, not all of them, not the Temple of Doom, but basically they're all premised around like him trying to do something before the Nazis find out. And this one is the exact same.
Paige just went to play for kickball. When's the last time you played kickball?
Paige is in a kickball league?
Yeah, her and the Summer House cast are a team. And I was like, sometimes I wish we...
I wonder what is like the other team think when like they roll up and it's like the whole Summer House cast and they're like, what the fuck is going on? They're like, where are the cameras at? But no, they're just playing good old kickball, huh?
I love kick. Okay. In my other life, I do all of that. Like, we've got a Sewing Down South beach volleyball team that I was convinced I was going to play. Like, I was going to be the main star of, and I haven't been able to make a game. You know, like, in my other life, I play in the kickball league. I play in the volleyball league. I do,
Paige,
the beer
Paige
bike
is
rides.
Making it work.
I know. Yeah.
The beer mile, Craig.
Like, I want to be that social.
Craig was social so guy. Convinced that we were going to run this beer mile. He was so convinced.
I was.
I you was. Still are. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, we're still going to do it. Now it's just going to be fucking cold.
Even better.
Yeah, cold beer.
I'm going to get some cold wear gear. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have gloves on and stuff.
Yeah, man. Bandanas. You know, fucking ear warmers.
She did have a bandana, but she had a hair something.
Did she look cool or did she look
like a pro?
Like, do you think that Paige, like, when I think of Paige playing kickball, and no offense to Paige, you know, I think of her like in fashion and all these things. Like, I think that she's just like the easy out, you know, the whole team's like, move it in, bring it in. You know, we got Paige.
But that's what they always think she's on, like, yeah. Summer House, and she always wins. So that's her like sleeper thing. Yeah. Remember at Winter House? And like, she like went head first into the fucking table.
Oh, I'm not saying that she's not competitive. I know that she's competitive. Because, yeah, that was one of the – I actually thought that when Paige went into the table at Winter House that she was going to come up without two front teeth or something.
Yeah, I thought she busted her. And, of course, they didn't show most of it. But I'm like, how do you not show that?
Crashing into that table because she was trying her little heart out, and you got to give it up. But I'd be impressed.
Pop back up and, like, finished flip cup somehow.
And she popped – well – I was like – well, we basically had to like reset the whole table because she knocked over like, you know, the eight sets of cups, and it was like, what?
But yeah, she looked. Well,
Craig,
she looked
why didn't
the part.
You play kickball? Well, other than
because I'm on with, I'm on with you guys. I like well because I said
don't sound so sad about it, Craig.
In my head, I'm like the big participator, but. Like, I've got a flight in a couple hours, and, like, honestly, I'm just cozy today. Like, we walked around earlier. She got her nails done. We had lunch, and now I'm like, I'm going to watch 90 Day Fiancé, and
I'm going to need an update from Paige when she finishes kickball or next time that she pops on, Nick or Craig. Remind me, because I want to know, like, if she kicks the ball out of the infield. Is she fast?
Yeah, she is fast.
Okay. All right.
We went over the strategy. I was like, look, you can either kick it with your shoelaces. She's like, that's what I usually try to do. I said, or you can just tap it with the side of your foot, but that usually is a pop-up.
Tap it left.
Yeah,
tap
but like
– left and run like
but
hell.
Then you always like mess that up. So I was like, just kick the hell out of it and run. I just want to – I used to love throwing –
that's your strategy?
People.
Heck of a strategy, Craig. Kick the hell out of it and run fast.
I mean, could you imagine our cast doing anything with people that weren't like that were normal? And they'd be like, guys, y'all need to stop fighting. Like, like whatever y'all have going on, like, you need to work out before you show up to like the next game. Cause they're like, we're out here to like drink beer and get away from our kids or like meet people. Like, y'all got some serious issues.
Some guys, though, some guys, and I've played in, I played in the kickball league here, and let's just say that I went to like, you know, two games, and there's always like two or three guys on the other team that are like fucking diehard, and they're like, let's go, you know, and they're sprinting after every ball. They're always the pitcher. The pitcher is always the most try hard guy on the team because he just wants to take it.
Does he have an eye black on
and run around? Oh man, eye black and a bandana and like, you know, cleats. Right. And like
cleats. Okay. So is that efficient or is that just a try? You're going too hard because like,
I think you're going too hard.
If I was playing a lot, I would put on my soccer cleats though. Like I wouldn't wear like big football or baseball, but like I'd wear my soccer cleats.
You know, that line that the beginning of Superbad, and it's actually a cameo by Dave Franco. They're playing soccer and Seth Jonah Hill runs out on the field to talk to him. And Dave Franco stops. He's like, come on, man. We're down by two. And fucking Michael Cera goes, chill out, Greg. It's soccer, okay? It's fucking soccer. He's like, fuck you, man. And he's like, go pee your pants again. He's like, that was like 8 years ago. People don't forget. I mean, that's how I feel.
Wait, what movie?
Always is, dude. That's Superbad.
Getting a Superbad.
Like, that's and right. Like he yeah. runs out there and he's like, "Chill out, Greg. It's soccer." And that's how I feel about the pitcher who wears cleats during a recreational beer kickball league, and who's just like, this is the guy, right? So like, you know, say that Paige is like on first, Craig, and like she's running to second. You know, when the ball comes back to him, and he, you know, and Paige is running her little heart out, and he'll turn around and run her down just like a rented mule and be like, "Ugh!" You know, and Paige is like, "Ow!" You know, and he's like, "That's right, two outs." And you're like, "Whoa, chill out, Craig. It's fucking kickball." That's how I envision people who wear cleats in a kickball beer league.
We played a lot of that in our fraternity leagues, which was fun. And we actually have a question about college that we saved for you. It says, "My son is applying to colleges and we just visited a bunch down south, Alabama included. Since Austin went there, I was wondering if he liked it. How hard was it academically? And any fun story he could share with the audience from his time at Alabama?"
Well, we all know that Alabama is the Harvard of the South. We've all been talking about it. No one wants to admit it. So
the Harvard of the South.
I mean, good luck to him for getting in, you know. I mean, I hope he gets in, you know, fingers crossed. I mean, I think it's way different now than it was then, but it probably still is everyone's safety school. I mean, it might have gotten like a little bit harder to get in because the attendance skyrocketed once we began to win all those championships, and then of course once Bama Rush, you know, got out, and not the documentary, but it's been a thing for generations and generations, then girls were like, "I have to go to Bama because being in a sorority at Bama is my like identity." I think that you know, I mean, when I was there, going Greek was like a way of life. And if you were going to go, I mean, I'm not saying that you have to go Greek, but it definitely is a hell of a lot of fun. And like immediately, you know, you just meet so many people. Academically, I mean, the business school sucked. I mean, there were two or three classes that I had to have like a tutor for because I was like, this class sucks. But just like any big university, I mean, you have to go to class with like, a, you know, 150 to 200 kids sometimes for these lectures. And I mean, I don't think that Alabama is any slouch, but I mean, I'm sure that kids out there are like, "Oh, well, you should have experienced it at like American or Georgetown." Sure.
But then it was fun with like football and everything.
Absolutely.
I mean, would you change your school? If you could go back to and do college again, would you change your school?
I actually think about this all the time because like what the hell did I know as like an 18-year-old kid, you know, that I wanted to go to college? And I mean, I probably would have applied to some different schools, but the answer is no. No, I would go back and do it all over again. I probably would have dressed a little differently and like had a little bit of a different haircut, but I had so much fun. And it's just one of those things. I mean, wherever you go, you're going to be a fan of that team and, you know, whatnot. But it's been so fun to be, you know, a fan of Bama and whether we're good or bad. And
well, you get to keep that pride and school spirit your whole life, which is cool.
Yeah. And I'm not sure where they said that they were coming from, Craig. Did they say from the north, from the northeast?
No, it doesn't. I mean, they said they're visiting down south. Yeah. So probably.
I mean, I think that Bama is, and did they say if it was a girl or a boy?
My son.
I mean, I went Greek. I had so much fun, and I think
I wouldn't change a thing. And also, I mean, our school was like, I think going Greek's important. It depends on like who you are, but I remember my brother didn't his first year of college. And he was having a lot of like trouble and like just wasn't having that much fun. And I convinced him to rush a fraternity his spring semester or sophomore year. And it changed his entire collegiate experience. Like, it's just awesome. Like, there's nothing like it. And what was cool about Charleston is we had a lot of friends that like weren't Greek, but came to all of our events. Like my partner, Jerry, we called him basically an uncle or a cousin. Like, he was still at all of our stuff. And then if I had to switch it up, I'd probably just go to ASU, but I would still pick Charleston over that. But I mean, ASU, I loved having the boats, the beaches.
State? Wait, and what's ASU?
Arizona State?
Arizona State.
Honestly.
Because, I mean, it seems like the most absurd. Like, no, maybe Miami. I would probably go. I would stay on the East Coast. I would have gone to Miami. But, I mean, I 100% am not leaving Charleston if I got to do it again. I'm just saying if Charleston didn't exist.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, Charleston was fun as shit.
And I always thought, great business since I was like a sophomore, I thought that I was going to end up at CU Boulder. And like my senior year, man, things just changed. And like the friends that I had and everything, you know, were all kind of going. And I just wanted to go to the SEC. I mean, I didn't apply to any in-state school in North Carolina. So and going to Alabama was so, so fun. But for years, I thought that I was going to end up at CU Boulder. And I think Alabama is a fine choice. Well, guys, with that being said, we're going to end this week's episode. And just want to thank you all for listening in. Make sure to check out pillowsandbeer.com. If we're coming to your city, we cannot wait to see you. It's literally 3 weeks today that we start our tour.
I'm going to read the towns real quick. Milwaukee, okay. Nashville, Houston, New Orleans, Boston, Philadelphia, and New York City. If you hear your town in one of those, go to pillowsandbeer.com. But go ahead, Austin.
And we can't wait to see you guys. And obviously, we'll see you again on Thursday. But in the meantime, we love you. And thanks for tuning in.